Hi, I'm Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. The federal government will help cover the legal fees of the honey industry, which is locked in a battle with New Zealand. The Commonwealth grant will be used on behalf of local producers to fund legal challenges that threaten the sector and its right to describe produce as Manuka honey. I caught up with Australian Manuka Honey Association Chairman Paul Callender to hear more.
I think what's happened in the last 4 years is the federal government through the Department of Agriculture and Trade has obviously been helping in the background to support the industry through grants for research into new products for the pharmaceutical and medical fields and industries based on the science around Manuka honey, as well as, you know, agriculture, clonal genetics for plantations across the country where we can produce very high-grade Manuka. That's what's happened with those two offices. But what's happened just recently is the Attorney General's office has stood up and said, we are going to help you fight the legal battle by providing funds to enable you to do that and continue to ensure that we've got the rights to be a part of this industry. So that's a very significant step for us and from the federal government.
It certainly isn't something that industry's been calling on for some time. Now, in terms of where we're at the moment, locked in that battle with New Zealand, there was quite a significant ruling in the UK. Talk me through this.
Yeah, well, just a few weeks ago, the UK Intellectual Property Office rejected an application by New Zealand producers to trademark the word Manuka honey. And that's also very significant. It's recognising that it's a purely descriptive term for a type of honey, and that's a landmark decision where the organisation in New Zealand's been trying to trademark this across multiple jurisdictions globally but hasn't succeeded anywhere, and this is a formal outcome from that UK IPO process. So it's a very positive outcome in terms of its potential influence in other jurisdictions, and, you know, we hope that that starts to shut this decision, this debate down. But the New Zealanders still have a process going in New Zealand that we are waiting for an announcement from the New Zealand Intellectual Property Office, and we hope that comes fairly soon.
And I understand that the UK is actually trying to appeal that decision, which, you know, I guess is somewhat disappointing, but the ruling itself has to give, you know, the Australian industry some confidence.
Yeah, and it's encouraging. You know, it was a unanimous decision by three of the panelists in the UK IPO, and it's the first time an intellectual property office has heard full hearings from both legal sides of the Australia and New Zealand, and actually from the UK. Company called Baleo was standing alongside us as well as a major importer of Manuka into the UK, so it was very positive in terms of, you know, somebody who's looking at this through a legal framework and said, no, we don't think it warrants merit. It's a descriptive term, and the plant comes from Australia, so as well as New Zealand. And we certainly don't want to take anything away from New Zealand, but we absolutely want to be a part of this industry.
Absolutely. You know, you've got every right to be, and it's something that's we've been producing for a long, long time. So, yeah, this financial support will go a long way to defending the industry that, you know, we've worked so hard to build.
Yeah, it's a great outcome, and we're very thankful for the federal government support at all levels from the Attorney General's Trade and Agriculture.
That's Australian Manuka Honey Association Chairman Paul Callender there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.